I think you should ask to discussion to Deidre because she loves dancing, especially Bollywood. Bollywood dances.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Welcome back to our episode here in our DT Talks podcast, season 2.
Right. So this one is actually going to be a really special episode because it's going to air around the time of a special celebration. Do you know what that celebration is, Terrell?
I don't think a lot of people celebrate this celebration here, but I know in Malaysia, of course, is Deepavali or / Diwali, right?
Yes, that is right. So Terrell, would you say you're familiar with this festival?
See, I'm only familiar because like I lived around an Indian community back at home in Malaysia. So I'd say like I'm kind of familiar. I don't know too much. I just know everyone wears like awesome costume because I wore it during like certain nights and stuff when they say, okay, present your costume. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear an Indian costume because it's easier to wear rather than all the Chinese or the Malay ones. And in terms of that, I only know so much. So yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, well, before we get more into that, let us bring in the news, shall we?
Okay, here we go, news! This is Uncle Terrell, back at it again.
Oh my gosh, Uncle Terrell's back.
I am back again with the more news that we have this week. Now, before I talk about our wonderful, interesting, good news this week, is that to the US people, congratulations, Biden won the election. So very happy that that happened.
Whoa.
For many people. And hopefully everything will be all right when President Joe Biden leads for America for the next 4 years.
Wow, so he won, huh?
Mm-hmm, he won the election. Uncle Terrell, not US citizen, but still very happy.
Aw, okay.
Back to the original news. Our news this week, we have Santa's been named as essential worker, and to boost his Christmas cheer, everyone is ringing a bell outside at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.?
Yes, at 6 p.m. We don't know if this is in the US. Uncle Terrell don't know where this is, but Uncle Terrell read the news that this is very interesting because Santa Claus became an essential worker and then he helped everyone to have positive energy. Now, I also don't know if this Santa Claus is part Filipino because they already start to celebrate Christmas.
Jeez, Uncle Terrell.
I'm not following.
That's actually true. The Filipinos like to celebrate in the Burr month.
Yes, yes. They start celebrating in September. Now it's already November. See? Very early. But I really like this Santa Claus because in the goodnewsnetwork.org, I quote, it says, "Now perhaps more than ever, the world needs comfort and joy, and for kids, that means a visit from Santa. One Scottish mom who shared her plan for encouraging the jolly old soul on a night that might seem darker than in years past has since seen her idea go viral." So in the news itself, it says it's from Scotland, I guess. But this is good idea because it helped people to be more happy. This also makes Uncle Terrell very, very happy because it makes kids very happy and many others who might feel down during this pandemic, but then very happy right after. It brings the early Christmas spirit, which is very good.
I see. But then, Uncle Terrell, which is your favorite holiday?
I like Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year is the best celebration.
Yes, but, of course. Chinese New Year.
But Christmas is not bad. Deepavali also not bad. Uncle Terrell got many Indian friends. That's why I can know what is Deepavali or in Diwali.
Very good. Very good.
So that is all the news. If you want to check Santa out, you can go to Scotland and ring the bell at 6 p.m. and then Santa will come over and say hello.
Just hello.
I don't know what else. It didn't say anything else. This is all the news from Uncle Terrell. Take it away. Deidre.
Well, Uncle Terrell. So that happened in Scotland, did you say?
Oh, it says here, reported by the Scottish Sun. So it is in Scotland.
See. Okay, so Scotland. So speaking of Scotland, if you have seen many James Bond movies, like I surprisingly did when I was younger, I don't know how. Of course, you would probably have heard that one of the best James Bond actors, Sean Connery, has just passed away, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. I just heard. Yes. Just heard and seen.
I know. He was really one of the best. Also, be tying to that, I was reading the other day that the Captain Marvel star, Lashana Lynch, if you don't know her, she's this black woman who has been receiving a lot of online abuse because she's going to be playing Agent 007 in the upcoming James Bond movie.
Oh, wow.
To Die. Yeah, so a lot of people are not liking this. Some people are not sure if it's because she's a woman or because she's black or both. And she's going to be an agent, okay? So there's a lot of this backlash going on. Lashana Lynch, she's not going to be taking the role of James Bond, but just taking that famous agent, you know, the Agent 007.
Oh, wow, okay, very interesting.
I know. So, of course, even though people might be angry, you have to, like, think about it. In the Bond universe, if Bond is killed or if he retires, of course, he's going to be replaced by another agent, right?
Yep, of course.
I feel it's fine for it to be a woman, to be a person of color, to be an agent, because it's not just tied only to James Bond, but everyone has their own opinion, and hopefully there won't be so much online backlash going on from this, guys.
I know.
Be kind to one another.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, like, this is a great way for people to see, you know, women empowerment and helps, you know, little girls from the same race, if not, help them encourage themselves. Okay, yeah, they can see them as a good example, and then that way, you know, they can,
I know,
they can follow them, you know? That's a good thing, to be honest, in my point of view, of course.
Yes, same here. And basically, to say that Lashana Lynch cannot be 007 is basically misunderstanding the whole history and point of Bond. That's what I'm gonna say, guys.
I mean, I don't know what's the chronological order or any order of 007. You would know, so yeah. So I'll just believe in what you say, like, Deidre.
I mean, guys, don't check word for word everything I say, but I did check my sources online, okay?
Okay, that's good, that's good.
Okay, well, anyway, back to our podcast special episode, back to Diwali. How you feeling, Terrell? Are you excited?
I'm very excited because I don't know what I'm gonna talk about, to be honest. I'm literally going into the unknown from this topic specifically, but it's good that we picked this because we have a very special guest today. Do we, Deidre?
Yes, we do have a special guest, and I'm wondering who's that special guest.
Well, we'll let him introduce himself.
Okay, aloha everyone. My name is Damon Kumar. I'm from Fiji. Deidre and Terrell, they're good friends of mine. They invited me to come over to this podcast. So I'll be here as a guest, I guess.
You are a guest. What are you talking about?
So yeah.
Pretty cool.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Dee.
Yes, thank you for being our guest today. So what do you do, Damon? What are you doing now and what's been happening in your life?
Since Deidre and I, we graduated in April this winter. Mm-hmm. And just because of this pandemic, the borders to Fiji are closed. So I'm stuck here in Hawaii, which is not bad. Another paradise to me. Recently, I wasn't working for 8 months. From the blessing of God, I started working last week, so which is good.
Oh, sick.
And yeah, I graduated from HTM, which is the Hospitality and Tourism Management.
That's cool. Nice. What are you working as now?
I work as a custodian at the PCC, Polynesian Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Good to have a job.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain or judge, but a job's a job. And then during the pandemic itself, you know, you got to find ways to earn money, right?
True, true. Very true.
Yes. And it gives him enough time to do his Bhangra.
You're right. A little bit of TikTok.
A little bit of TikTok during his break. Yeah.
Or a lot of TikTok.
Maybe.
Well, then, yes. If people are wondering why we invited Damon, it's because Damon is part Indian and he really embraces his Indian side.
Yes, Dee, I'm part Indian. My mom is Fijian and my dad was South Indian, so 50-50, but I'm more into Indian side, as you know, just like you, half Filipino, half Indian.
But for me,
not half Filipino.
Yeah, I'm not half Filipino. But anyways, for me, because I have a lot of Indian friends back at home, even here in BYU Hawaii, if there's anything that I'm lean towards of culture and race, I'd say more of Indian side. Because like most of my friends, I mean, like I'm not good friends with Malay people, sometimes not even Polynesian people. So I feel like I lean towards on Indian people, and I tend to have, so to speak, better conversation when I'm with them, I guess.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's just maybe it's my spirit animal.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Okay, well, before we get more into the topic of Diwali with Damon, shall we play some clips of people's familiarity with Diwali?
Of course. Let's hear what people have to say.
I actually heard the name through a TV show and really don't understand much until I Google it. Well, I actually Google it again. Basically, based on what I know, it's a light show at night where they have those candle lanterns. It's had very similar meaning to other religion when, you know, in the dark night and, you know, the light just make the evil go away and bring peace to the people and the people who celebrating the ceremony.
The answer is no. Sorry, I don't know. Is this an Indian thing?
Yes, I believe it's a celebration. I could be wrong.
Most assuredly so. Yes, but there's one person there that's kind of a ding-dong.
Yes, I've heard of Diwali, and I think it's like the name of a Bollywood movie I watched, or maybe it was just the word on the Bollywood movie. I can't really remember.
Yep.
So I've heard of Diwali before, but honestly, if you asked me to tell you about Diwali, I probably would have almost nothing to say. I imagine cultural, bright costumes, excitement, but really beyond that, I don't know any specifics about Diwali.
Yes, I heard of Diwali before, but I don't really know how it's correctly pronounced, so I just say Diwali. Anyways, I read about it in my English textbook back when I was still in middle school, and what I know about it is that it is a festival of lights celebrated by the Hindus in India. I'm not sure if it's celebrated by the Hindus only or if all Indians celebrate it, but yeah, that's all that I know about it. I don't really know much.
Yes, so I have heard of Diwali. It's a celebration we have in Fiji every year. It's pretty great. I love it. I love everything about Diwali, the sweets, the lights. Diwali is great. Thank you. Yay.
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it. I think it's like a festival of lights or something. I could be wrong. I know there's like, if it's the one that I'm thinking of, I know there's like food and celebration. And I want to say it's one like lanterns and stuff.
Nope, can't say I know anything about Diwali. I want to say I heard something about it having to do with India, or perhaps it could be something totally different.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's not really long, but I feel like those inputs from people's recordings has helped us understand how people is familiar with Diwali itself. What do you think, Damon?
I think you're right. By this many people, they at least have a fair idea of what Diwali is or Deepavali is. So it's just good, yeah.
Did any of them stand out to you, like what they said?
Apart from celebrating the good over evil, you know, the best part about Diwali is the sweets, meeting people and friends, and of course the firecrackers, fireworks, so don't forget that.
The one that stood out to me though was the person who said that it sounded like they heard it from like a Bollywood movie. I think I know what movie they're referring to.
What movie is
what
this?
Movie, D?
No, remember the Shah Rukh Khan movie, Diwale?
Oh, Dilwale, yeah?
Yeah, they probably got confused with Dilwale.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, I've never seen the movie, so I wouldn't know.
You should check it out, Terrell. Go ask Damon to show
it. You should. It's Deepika Padukone and Shah Rukh Khan in that movie. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Basically, yeah, what they said about Diwali, like some of them actually got it right. If anyone's confused, Diwali is the more common term for North Indians, and Deepavali is more known to the South Indians. Oh. So that's why, Terrell, in Malaysia, you'll hear a lot of Deepavali.
Oh, now I know. And it makes sense now.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, back then, I'm always confused, like, oh, aren't these things the same thing? Are you guys celebrating different things when we say Deepavali or Diwali? So I'm like, but now I know. See, everyone knows now. So there's two terms, but it's basically the same celebration.
Damon, do you want to explain more about the celebration?
From my idea of what Diwali is, of course, Diwali came from Deepavali, the word Diwali itself. The reason we, all Hindus all over the world, we celebrate Diwali is because I'm sure all of them must have heard the story about Rama or Ram from Ramayana.
Yes.
So yeah, basically what happened, there was a king king and a queen. Not our queen, three queens. And they had four sons, yeah? The queens wanted their sons to be the king. So what happened? The second king, the eldest son, to go to the forest, and kind of like he was being exiled. When he came back after 14 years spending in the forest with his younger brother and of course the wife, when they got back to their own kingdom, people in the kingdom, you know, they light up, you know, the deers, the lamp, I guess, the small deers.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. They decorated the whole village, the kingdom itself. So it was nighttime when they arrived, and the whole village was full of lights, full of celebration, colors, everything. That's onward, like, they started celebrating Diwali. It shows the victory of good over evil, because when Rama, or the Lord Ram, was being exiled in the forest, he killed one of the demon god, Ravan, yeah? Not the Ravan from the movie Ravan, but Ravan. So yeah, that's how it started. And on this day, many people, they decorate their homes with Rangoli. I'm pretty sure when you were here, Dee, last year, even before last year, I don't know if you would get together to decorate, fun activity we did, Rangoli.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things. Apart from Holi, we also celebrate Rangoli on Diwali Day. And on this day, all the Hindus all over the world, they worship Lord Ram, the wife Sita, and of course, the goddess of wealth, which is Lakshmi. Okay, I'll tell you why they worship Lakshmi. In fact, a day before Diwali, they have this day is called Dhanteras. So Dhanteras, Dhan means wealth, Teras means prosperity. So Dhanteras, the reason people, they worship goddess Lakshmi is because they want wealth or prosperity in their life. So on that day, a day before Diwali, they would go buy or purchase silver, gold, and lots, do cleaning, everything before that, yeah? And on the actual day of Diwali, there is no cleaning, no buying of things, only worshipping, celebrating, and inviting your friends and family over. That's what typically Diwali is.
That's a very good explanation, Mr. Damon.
Oh, that's very cool.
You want to be a teacher?
Now I know why most of my Indian friends have like those kind of names. I'm like, now it makes sense.
Yes, especially the Lord Rama. You know any Ramas?
Yeah, your last name.
In fact, growing up in Fiji as a Hindu, what we used to do a month before Diwali, we would clean the whole house, like whole compound, everything in
really?
And out.
A month before Diwali.
Sometimes people do like 2 or 3 months. They wash the houses like inside, outside, change their roof or color their, you know, house with the paint, and just in general. And then when Diwali approaches, like 1 week is left, or maybe a few days, and then people start to make lots of sweets. Like, you just name all the Indian sweets they make back home. After that, on Diwali, as I said, no cleaning, nothing, because your house is already clean, you know. That's when we believe that the goddess Lakshmi would come, you know, reside in individual homes or all the homes which has been celebrating Diwali. So that's how it started.
Very
and also the meaning of the name Diwali or Deepavali specifically, it means the row of lamps. The lamps, the oil lamps that people place outside. If you've seen that, Terrell, people would decorate and place all these oil lamps outside.
Now it makes sense. Now I know why they do that. And by the way, just a comment on the cleaning part. It's so similar to Chinese culture. So we usually clean before Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year. And then on the Chinese New Year itself, the celebration, we cannot clean.
On that day.
Okay. So I feel like, it's very familiar. Maybe like someone...
Isn't it because you don't want to like get rid of good luck or something?
Yes, you don't want to sweep away your good luck. But is it the same?
Believe. Yeah, that's the same thing.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. Oh.
Terrell's like mind blown. He's finally understanding.
I've never known this, but I'm glad we're having this episode because like I'm learning as well. So your audience can also...
It's like a history class right now.
It's not even a history class. If anything, it's, you know, it's giving me more enthusiasm to learn just a bit more about you guys' culture. So it's very interesting.
And also, there was one thing I wanted to point out. I remember someone in the audio clip that one of them mentioned, they don't know if it's just Hindus that celebrate it, but it's actually Sikhs as well. They celebrate Diwali and Jains. I don't know how to pronounce. They also celebrate Diwali. They have like different stories to why they celebrate it. Like the one Damon just shared was about the Lord Rama, but in the Sikh story, it's different. For the Jains, it's different. So yeah.
Oh, I think I missed one of the good things. So on this day, of course, we, you know, go above and beyond to just, you know, get ready, like, you know, get dressed. On this day, I remember wearing Sherwani for the first time when I was in high school.
Can you explain what Sherwani to people?
Sherwani is it's an Indian costume. It's like you're wearing a pen inside and over it. It's like a long, kind of like like a dress, we say kurta, and it has a dupatta, like a...
I don't know.
Dupatta, yeah, dupatta. So it's it's nice. I like wearing on special occasion like wedding, reception, or any Indian festival like Diwali, Deepavali.
Yeah, so if people have seen Bollywood movies, they can see all those kind of costumes and everything.
I was saying, yeah, getting dressed, yeah. Oh, Dee, let me ask you something. What's your favorite thing about Diwali? What part of Diwali?
Well, for me, in Malaysia, because I'm half Indian, so my grandma would have us celebrate Deepavali or Diwali at home. And I remember what we would do. Yes, we would clean our house for sure. That's one thing. And then my grandma would give us money on Deepavali. She'll give us in this little packet some money. My dad will give us money. And then we would decorate the house with the oil lamps. My grandma would ask us to put it out at night, the oil lamps. And because my housing area, we stay nearby a Hindu temple. At night, there'll be a procession. People from the temple will come out in this like little parade, I would say. Or they'll have the statue of the god in the middle and decorate it and go around the roads outside. And so my grandma would ask us to follow her and follow that little parade. And we'll follow it as she says her prayers and such. And then we'll go back to our house and make sure the lamps are still lighted up. And there'll be a lot of fireworks. That's one thing. A lot of fireworks in my place. It's always so noisy.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Same in Fiji. I guess everywhere, wherever Diwali is celebrated, yeah.
Do you visit your family, relatives?
Oh yeah, we do. Actually, what we do, after, you know, doing all worshipping and praying, and after once it's done, after distributing all the offerings, and which we call prasad and sweets and food to our neighbors and friends, whoever come over to our place, what we would do is to start from one side of our village and just, you know, go and see all the decorated house with flicking lights, candles, everything. And once we're done, you know, roaming around in the village, if you have a car, you go to the town area where, you know, the rich people are, because their house is like legit, you know, with full of colors, lights, everything, rangoli design. So yeah, that's what we do. And we also have a competition. Whoever's house has been, you know, decorated the most nicely, beautifully done, they receive prizes. I'm not sure how much money they get. Maybe first, second, third prizes. So whoever decorates the best wins the prize.
That's very interesting.
That's something like Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, like similar to Christmas.
That's so cool. That's very interesting. So I have a very, probably very stereotypical or very mainstream kind of question. Is that I see on TV that a lot of Bollywood music's been played, and I always assume that you guys dance. So do you guys like dance a lot also? So I don't know about this, so that's why I'm asking this question.
I think you should ask to discussion to Deidre, because she loves dancing. Especially Bollywood dances.
Everyone, FYI, the one who loves dancing more than I do is Damon. So don't lie, yeah.
I dance for fun.
On his breaks, remember? On his breaks, he does his dances. Yeah, Damon, how would you answer that? Do we do a lot of dancing on
this day?
On this day, or just in public in general, I guess.
When it comes to dancing on Deepavali, not really. We don't actually dance on this special day. Yeah, we celebrate, we invite non-Hindus to come over our place, and we share our love and gratitude and offer them prasad or food.
Like, we will watch Indian movies, but the dancing...
But I think when dancing comes, it's the festival of colors, Holi. That's when we dance. Yeah.
Oh, so there's two kinds of celebrations.
There's a lot of celebrations.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Okay. Interesting.
But the biggest one is Diwali. Yeah. That's the biggest one.
Festival of lights.
So, yeah, but good thing you asked that, Terrell, so that people will know.
Yes, now that the ones that think the same way as I do, now you know, not everyone dances during Deepavali or Diwali.
Really for Diwali. No.
But if you come to our place, Dee's or mine, back in Fiji, we'll dance for you, or we'll make you dance.
Wow.
Oh, you make us dance. Oh, wow.
That's true. I'll make the guest dance instead.
Okay. Very interesting. I have another question. So this is just me being spontaneous because I don't know what it means. So in Malaysia, I don't know if you do it in Fiji, is that they always put rice arts with colors. So I don't know what they mean. So you can usually make art out of it. So is there a significant meaning for it? And why do people do it?
That is what we call rangoli.
Rangoli, yes.
So people use rice or flour. They soak rice into different colors, or they dye the rice and they make tea or
different flowers,
different designs. Yeah, same with the flour. I don't know how they color the flour, dye the flour, but they do. Oh, sometimes we use just normal chalk, different colors of chalk.
Yes, chalk powder.
And that's what we do.
But the meaning of that, I remember though, someone was telling me if you notice rangoli, the intricate designs and everything, people do it in the entrance of the house, usually it's at the entrance of the house. And I remember someone was explaining to me that the meaning people do this is because it symbolizes good luck in a sense. They're inviting good luck into the house. When you see the house, you come inside, the first thing you'll see is the rangoli, and it'll give you like peace in your mind as well. So it's significant with that.
Yeah, just like Deidre said, it's a greeting to the guests when they enter the house. Yeah, the first thing they see outside the door, on the porch or side, wherever the rangoli design is, it's they feel welcome to their house. That's how we decorate, and of course it brings good luck as the person enters.
That is very interesting. I mean, now I know that it's there's so much similarities in my own culture and as well as your culture specifically. So it's very interesting that there's a lot of similarities in terms of that. But right now I'm learning even more about Diwali, so, and Rangoli especially. Now I don't have to tell myself that, oh, it's a rice art and no more explanation. That's it.
I mean, you could say it's a rice art, but
I mean, you guys do it with chalk too, so I remember that as well. So
yeah, we did that actually when I was back in Hawaii for the Malaysian club. Mm-hmm. We had Deepavali celebration. Me and my friend Sharon, she and I were in trying to dye all the rice, but we didn't have enough rice, so we switched to sand. Which is not the best because the colors are not as vibrant when you use sand. We had to mix it up, use some flour, use some sand, and then we had the activity with other cultures, like other races, and they tried out rangoli for themselves. Ooh. And we had a competition. It was actually very fun. It can be creative. So Terrell, do you have any other questions for Damon?
Let's see. There's a question here specifically, like, because of the pandemic itself, or like just in general, how it's different 10 years ago or many years ago that you celebrated. How do you think the celebrations might be different now?
That's a very good question. In fact, I was thinking about this long time ago. You know, every year it changes, yeah? Even being a kid, growing up, seeing Diwali and compare it to, like, you know, over years, it has changed a lot. If I take, like, maybe 10 to 15 years back, we would play a lot with firecrackers, yeah? Just because of the restrictions by the government and, you know, companies. They don't sell those kind of firecrackers or fireworks anymore because sometimes the house get burned down or someone get injured, things like that. So the government kind of prohibits on certain fireworks. Also, many people, it's kind of sad to say this, but many of them, they do celebrate. I'm talking about the younger kids or the younger generations. They don't know the true meaning behind celebrating Diwali. They just think, oh, it's just the dresses or the costume, the food and the firecrackers. Getting gifts. That's it. But there's whatever we celebrate, any festival or any occasion, there's always a true meaning behind that. And many people, they don't know. In fact, not just Diwali, even Christmas. If you see, like, you know, an interview done by many people, why do we celebrate Christmas, or what's the reason behind celebrating Christmas? They don't know. They just say, oh, just it's a trend everyone is doing, so we are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's something sad.
I think that's...
That is true.
Yeah, that goes along with most of the cultures these days, in my own culture as well. It's slowly dying off because not everyone understands the culture, and then they forgot or they didn't learn, like, specific things that they need to say, or they need to respect your grandparents and such. And it's very sad that it's dying off. But it's never wrong, I guess, to develop new culture in that celebration. And so maybe, like what I said before, maybe dancing is one of the things that you don't do, but maybe it's something, like, maybe few years people think that it's part of the culture and everyone starts dancing. So
you never know.
So it's, I think that's the beauty of a culture, is that people can actually develop one, and then they can implement what was there before, and then connects people and brings people together. So I feel like it's kind of sad that the old things that you used to do, it will not be there in the next, like, few years. But in reality, you know, the core part of celebrating Diwali or just any celebrations in general, it brings people together.
Another reason was, I forgot to mention, back in the day we used to decorate the house, the compound, just like Deidre was telling us, the Diaz, in our compound. And what we do, we used to put candles on our compound. compound and everywhere. But since, you know, technology changes, time changes from candle dear to now we see people using flicking lights or running lights, LED lights, yeah, which looks really good. But at the same time, they don't want to, you know, go to the back, the old fashioned style, like, you know, dear and candles, which looks more good and it saves electricity and everything. I would say flicking light and running lights, those LED lights, it looks good. It also kind of more safer to use because sometimes using candles and dears, people are irresponsible and then houses are burned and things happen. So in a way, it has both pros and cons on both sides, yeah.
And especially nowadays, like, people don't want to always go out and refill the oil and light it up.
Oh yeah, so because of the wind. Yeah, sometimes you keep lighting the thing in the wind.
I remember the candles. So they want easier things. That's how people are changing the traditions, I would say, for celebrating Diwali. But it's okay. As long as people remember the main meaning why we all have our celebrations, whatever festival, whatever race, culture we are, as long as we remember why that is celebrated, then I feel it's okay to make adjustments. And especially during the time of the pandemic, yeah, we won't be really seeing a lot of fireworks or candles outside.
But or visiting friends or family.
Yeah, so now it could be virtual, you know.
Make sure to call me on Diwali Day, Deidre. Oh, one more thing. So every year, you know, we do make sweets and food, yeah?
Yep.
But sometimes every year we want to do something different, maybe make a new kind of like a sweet or snack or even food. I don't know if you have tried this one back home. Because back home, we want to, you know, learn and want to try it out, like if it works.
What is it?
Like making new sweets after watching it in movies and television. And
I thought you're gonna tell us the name or of it.
And his sweets. The typical Indian sweets we make back home during Diwali, it's barfi, laddu, gulab jamun, lagri mithai, halwa, kheer, jalebi.
Lots and lots of sweets.
Bara, gulgula, saina.
Have you tried any, Terrell?
I'm not familiar with most of them, to be honest.
Okay, don't worry, Terrell. Since Diwali is coming up, is it on the 14th of November?
I think it's on the 14th.
Okay,
yeah.
So me and my friends, we kind of planning to get together and, you know, have a small kind of celebration.
Ooh.
So we'll invite you. You can come and try out all the sweets and the food as well.
Don't worry, Dee.
We'll virtually invite you.
Natural, you got your first invitation.
Yeah, for sure. But the thing is, I think I've tried a lot of these things back at home. I just don't know what they are.
The names,
I just don't know the names.
It's fine. Speaking of treats, though, Damon has something for you to try, Terrell.
Ooh, what is it?
I was supposed to make murku. That's like one of the salty snacks. But yesterday I went to town to get something.
Yeah.
And my friend took us to Indian market.
That's cool.
Ah.
It looks like barfi, but it's not barfi. It's kesar. Try it. Tell how does it taste like.
You guys can't see my face, but Damon can see my face right now. But it tastes so good. I love it, man.
Oh, thank you. You have some more.
You can just hear him enjoying it.
It's too sweet, yeah? Are you like
it's the right amount.
Oh, nice.
It's something I would keep eating, to be honest.
Are you sure you're not lying, Terrell?
I'm not lying. Honest? It tastes good, man. It tastes so good.
Thank you. Thank you, CD. If you were here, I would have made a lot for you. But you're too far. Maybe one day you and Terrell can visit Fiji.
I would love to go back.
I'm down to go to Fiji, honestly. Honestly, I don't know why.
Damon could come to Malaysia as well.
Oh, the other way. You know what's interesting about Fiji? I don't know why, but I feel so connected to that Polynesian culture. Maybe because it just goes back to what I said before about Indian people. Maybe like people from Fiji are so similar. And that's why I feel like, I want to see what this culture is like or see what these people in this country specifically is like. And that's why in BYU Hawaii, we get to have culture night. We dance in pub.
Join Fiji.
Yeah, the first club I thought of to join is not my own country, but to join Fiji because I like the energy and I like the people.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, all of you guys are so friendly and so good. That's why I feel like, I want to join Fiji.
Actually, it's funny when people hear the country Fiji, they think all Fijians, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Even when the tourists come to visit Hawaii and when they ask me, where are you from? And when I tell them, I'm from Fiji. Oh, really? But I thought it's all Fijians. Oh, we have Indians. So
exactly, yeah.
It's almost 50-50. 50% Indians and 50% Fijian. So yeah, you'll see Indians everywhere in Fiji.
That's true. I did see that.
Oh, yeah.
That's time when I went, I felt like I was at home because I was seeing it. Okay, but since we're running out of time, Guys, I want to play this little quiz with you.
Yep, go ahead. As if I know anything.
Okay, so based on what we have been talking about in the episode, especially Terrell, I hope you remember and paid attention.
I don't think I remember.
I'm going to ask a few questions, guys, and I'll give you the multiple choice to choose from, okay? So, number one, the question is, what is another name that Diwali goes by? Is it A, Festival of Sounds, B, Festival of Lights, C, Festival of Colors, or D, Festival of Images?
That's a very hard question.
I think
I think it's the Festival of Images. Nah, just kidding. Festival of Lights, right?
I think it's B for Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Yes, that is correct. Very good.
Nice.
Okay, next question. How long does Diwali last? Is it A, 1 day, B, 5 days, C, 10 days, or D, 1 month?
I'd say it's 1 month. Right?
Okay, David,
I don't know.
What's your answer?
I think it's A.
You think it's
one
A?
1 day.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what was it? Can I hear your other options?
A, 1 day, B, 5 days, C, 10 days, or D, 1 month.
Okay, I'll say A, but we have a kind of 2 days back home.
Okay,
okay,
I wouldn't know.
The answer is, you're both wrong. It's B, 5 days.
Oh, really?
Oh, you found the dentures, yeah? The day, few days before Diwali. Okay, okay.
Oh, okay. Now we know.
Right. I thought only Diwali itself. Okay.
Okay, next one. Diwali pays tribute to the goddess of wealth. What is her name? A, Lakshmi, B, Freya, C, Venus, or D, Saraswati?
It's A,
Lakshmi.
Yes, good job, guys. Very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Next question. Diwali is celebrated with large fireworks in honor of the celebrations believed to have taken place upon the return of which lord? Is it A, Brahma, B, Raman, C, Rama, or D, Nanorimo?
I think it's your last name. That's
C. What was B again? What's the answer?
D was Nanorimo.
No, B, boy.
Oh, B was Raman.
Raman, okay. Okay, I'm gonna go with Rama also.
Yes, it's Rama.
It's not hard to forget because it's your name too, to be honest.
Yeah, my dad's name.
Oh, your dad's name, yes.
Yeah. All right, so Diwali celebrates which victory? Is it A, mind over matter, B, chaos over order, C, good over evil, or D, nature over technology?
What the heck? Okay, it's C.
Yeah, good over evil. Or you can say knowledge over ignorance or light over darkness. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Very
that's cool,
good,
that's cool.
So proud of you. Okay, last question.
Okay, last one.
What activity do people do just before Diwali to prepare for the arrival of Goddess Lakshmi? Is it A, clean their houses, B, plant flowers, C, wax their legs, or D, go without food for 24 hours?
Oh, what the heck? Fasting. I think C is very close to that answer. I mean, the question. I think it's
let's
A.
Let's go for A.
A for both of you?
Yes.
Okay, correct. Although I think Damon might want to wax his legs. Wow, but very good, guys. You got pretty much almost most of it correct.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a hard quiz, to be honest.
Of course not.
Oh. How about,
we forgot to mention one thing.
Yes, what is
so,
it?
So, on this day, Terrell, we don't eat like meat or...
We remain
vegetarian. And sometimes people start being non-veg for weeks or a month before Diwali actually happens. But I think we used to do like a week before Diwali. But it usually depends on the people you're doing worshipping.
But the food is too good anyway, so you won't tell that you're not eating meat.
<That's>
Especially biryani. I remember we always have a big pot of biryani.
Oh, yeah.
We used to make puri and other lots of different vegetable curries and stuff. And paisam. I don't know what you call this, but
we call
it paisam.
Yeah, we call it paisam. Yeah.
Well, guys.
Are you still eating, Terrell?
Oh, I was, honestly, but I was too
He's
into
full,
the quiz.
Already full now.
I was too into the quiz, that's why.
Okay. So, Terrell, what do you think of Diwali now?
Well, honestly, after learning the significance and the information that you guys were talking about, I really felt like wow, Diwali is not just something that you just celebrate, but it's something that you embrace, something that you do together as a family and as a whole. And I feel like I learned so much today, and I'm less ignorant because of it, and I'm very grateful for it. And it really helps me grow closer to the Hindu or the Indian culture. And I just felt like I'm more closer towards Indian culture now. So that's pretty cool.
That's nice. So thank nice. You. Thank you. And Damon, how do you think people could better celebrate Diwali right now, especially with the pandemic?
Wherever you are, like, I think even though if you don't have resources to, you know, celebrate with or ingredients to make this kind of food and sweets, it's just share the happiness with others, I would say. Another main thing we learned during Diwali is forgiving our enemies or, you know, those who did bad to us, and just moving on, try to be the best of ourselves and just value each other by being friendly and nice. Just go and, you know, learn from others. At the same time, invite them to learn from you. So yeah, I would say if you do have things to eat with, you better share with that.
All about sharing.
For sure. What about you, Deidre?
For me, yeah, I always think about food. But yes, what Damon said is true. Since Diwali is about light over darkness, good over evil, just have to remember to keep that positive attitude, to be kind to people. And also, for me, usually we would go out, we would celebrate and visit friends, relatives, give snacks to people. But since we cannot do that, I feel we can always still cook good food. If people want to go the extra mile, we can go and send it by delivery or something. But I feel it's also good to call out friends and family. Watch a Bollywood movie if you guys want to clean your house.
Oh yeah, of course.
And decorate. I'm actually going to decorate my house with rangoli. I got some rangoli. I'm going to be decorating for Diwali.
Nice.
Lucky you, Deidre. Send some pictures to us.
Yes, I shall do that. And so guys, I really hope everyone's enjoyed this little episode for Diwali special, especially with the significance of the victory of good over evil.
Yes, and of course we had Damon.
Thank you for having me here. We really appreciate you.
How do you feel now, being the end of the episode now?
I'm glad I came because I was able to share whatever knowledge I had with you guys, yeah? And vice versa at the same time. I thought it would be hard, kind of. It's like, what should I say? What should I share? But
you were well prepared anyways.
Yes, it went very well.
Yeah. Well, once again, thank you, Damon, for being our guest here today. And also to all of our guests who's listening to DT Talks today. We hope that you enjoyed Diwali and understanding just a bit more of what Diwali or Deepavali is. And please be sure to follow our social media. Facebook, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and also Amazon Music. So thank you so much for listening to us today. Any last words,
Deidre? Wishing everybody happy Diwali.
Yes.
Yes, everyone. Happy Deepavali. Happy Diwali.
Yes, happy Deepavali. Happy Diwali. Have a wonderful day, guys, and we'll definitely see you next time. And this has been
DT Talks.
Woo, that's a wrap.